News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The number of incidents involving unruly passengers on flights has more than trebled in the past year. That's according to the Irish Aviation Authority. And Jade Kerwin, Director of Communications at Ryanair, joins us now. Jade, how big of an issue is this, not just for other passengers, but for airlines?
Good morning, Ciara. I think ultimately it is a big issue, but it's important to remember that it is caused by a very small cohort of people. So it's only about 1 per 1,000 passengers are disruptive on board our flights. So while it is a very small number of people, I suppose, misbehaving and causing the issue, it does have a knock-on effect for our other passengers and their experience, as well as our crew and their workplace. So it is, while it's a small number of people doing it, it is a big problem.
I know Ryanair have pursued some passengers that have caused disruption that has led to flights being, having detours and all of that. That's obviously your policy now. Is that going to work as a deterrent or is more needed?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you can already see it working. Like even the IAA's numbers being a threefold report. So that is us coming together collectively as an industry to ensure that crew and other members of the industry are presenting to the IAA with those reports of disruptive passenger behaviour. So we're not letting anything slip through the cracks. And I think Ryanair has been very clear in our zero tolerance position towards disruptive passenger behaviour. So we aren't going to stand for it. And the very small number of people that do misbehave in our flights will be held accountable and face consequences, whether that is issuing travel bans, whether it's issuing fines, or as you say, prosecuting passengers directly or supporting the local authorities in their prosecutions. You know, we won't be tolerating it anymore, and that is the bottom line.
How big of an issue is alcohol in these incidences, Jade?
Hugely. So alcohol does play a big role. It's a huge kind of factor in disruptive behaviour, but again, something that we think could be easily tackled at an airport level. You know, you have passengers arriving to airports, excited just to go on their holly bops and all the rest of it. They'll overindulge in the airport bars, and then sometimes they'll kick off in airports, but equally sometimes they'll make it through to the flight and can cause disruption there as well. And that's something that is easily preventable by limiting alcohol sales in airports. So it's something that we feel strongly about and should be enforced.
And limiting alcohol sales on board aircraft?
So we already do. Like the average, our average flight time is about 90 minutes. So like I'm sure you've been on many of our flights yourself. The trolley won't make it up and down that many times for people to overindulge in that space of time. But we do exercise a drink limit on board. So if crew feel passengers are getting rowdy or passengers have had enough alcohol, they will absolutely cap alcohol sales, if not cut them altogether. So we do exercise that ourselves, and we're just asking the airports to exercise a similar sensibility.
Okay. Moving on to something else, a lot of talk about the fact that the bonuses for Ryanair staff are being increased for those who spot oversized baggage. Passengers do not like this, Jade.
No, but again, I think it's worth putting it into context. It's 0.1% of our 200 million odd passengers that don't follow these rules. So they're very clearly stated that at the time of booking, passengers are well aware of the baggage allowance that they have purchased as part of their fare. And again, it's a very simple solution is just show up to the gate with your correct baggage allowance. So we're trying to operate a very efficient, low-cost airline, and to maintain that operational efficiency, we need compliance with our baggage rules. So only a certain amount of bags can fit in the overhead lockers on board. So we need people to
what about the stories that we get in on the text line, which we do, from people who go, I went out with one bag on my Ryanair flight to Greece or somewhere, and I came back with the second flight, my return flight, with the same bag, and I was stopped on the second flight. So people are saying that the rules are not applied even-handedly.
But I think if you don't get caught on the way out, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't get caught on the way back. And that's the important thing to remember there. Joe, it's not a perfect science if the gate staff don't cop you on the way out and you manage to get your oversized bag on board.
So it means you got lucky on the way out. It's not that you're being penalised on the way back.
Exactly. No, the same rules apply across the board. So if you manage to get it on the way out by chance or by luck, Joe, that's one thing. But it doesn't guarantee you that you can bring it back and then that you won't be caught on the way back. And again, we encourage our gate staff to enforce those strict rules.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Jade Kerwin there, Director of Communications with Ryanair.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.